Welcome to the Cattleman's Corner. I'm Brian Hale, sitting in for the late Howard Hale, as we continue his legacy of speaking with cattlemen and women from around the globe.
When it comes to raising cattle, maternal efficiency and greater calving ease are two very important traits, and the American Gelvy Association does a great job on their website laying out this information. The U.S. Meat Animal Research Center data shows Gelvy females have the smallest mature cow size of the four major continental breeds. This reduced mature cow size allows for puberty to be reached at an earlier age, which leads to calving earlier in the season and producing a heavier calf at a younger age. Visit gelvy.org. Now here's an interview with John Kugler, who raises British white cattle on the Buffalo Hills Ranch in Cozad, Nebraska, on the differences between the British white park cattle breeds.
The breeds were at one time one breed, but in the early 80s, a group broke away. The British White Cattle Association of America broke away from the white parks. I'm not sure of all the reasons, but at that time, the white parks were horned cattle. We wanted to get away from that. We wanted a polled breed. It was told to me that some of the white parks were a little bit rambunctious cattle, a little bit raucous in the feed yard and in the chute. And so we wanted to develop, or the people that developed the British white breed wanted to have a breed that was more docile, was polled, a little smaller framed than the white parks. That's the way I understand it anyway.
That was John Kugler, Buffalo Hills Ranch in Cozad, Nebraska, on the British white cattle breed. That's going to do it for today's Cattleman's Corner. Don't forget there are longer interviews and more on the web at cattlemenscorner.com. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.